Yeah, you get some like some Hawaiian punch and you mix some wine up in it, and then you put like in a big old ice chest, you put this Hawaiian punch and wine. You put about a couple of capfuls of this other stuff in there, crystal clear in there. And that's enough to
everybody
at the party, everybody get a glass,
everybody gonna get well.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you can rub it on sores. It's good for me.
Take the hand off.
Yeah, that too.
All right, this word, say if I have a belt that's made out of pure cowhide, I might say, well, now, this isn't imitation leather, this is
real.
All right, another word?
Genuine.
Yeah, okay. How would you say the word B-U-L-K?
Bulk.
Okay. And something that you would spread on hot toast made out of
butter.
Fruit.
Huh?
Made out of fruit, like grape.
Oh, jam?
Or
jelly?
Yeah.
Or maybe marmalade.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. What about the word that would be the opposite of rich? He's a very what man?
Poor.
Yeah. And a lot of fruit trees growing together, that would be a...
Orchard.
Yeah.
I was about to say orchid.
All right. That tree that Washington was supposed to cut down.
Cherry tree.
Yeah. What would you call that hard inside part of a cherry?
Pit.
Okay. What about of a peach?
Pit.
Okay. Are you familiar with the type of peach that, the flesh of it is very tight against the pit and you have to cut out the pit? Whereas there's another type that the pit just falls out easily, it breaks open and... it just falls out.
But I don't know the name of
them. Okay. You're not familiar with, say, a clean peach or pressed peach?
Uh-uh.
As opposed to a freestone peach or clear seed?
Uh-uh.
Okay. What about the inside part of an apple that's left over?
Inside part of an apple that's left over, the core.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And different types of nuts that you know about?
Walnut. Black walnut, pecan, chestnut, let me think, is it a horse chestnut? Almonds, pecans, almonds, cashews, Brazil nuts, peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, that's a nut. That's all I can think of right now.
All right. What about the? Do you have any other names for peanuts? Goobers, tenders, ground peas.
Some people in Louisiana call them goobers. So
mm-hmm.
It depends.
Okay. This is a fruit, a citrus fruit, grows in Florida and California.
Oranges.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And something that you might have with steak, might have you a baked
potato.
Yeah. What about that?
Some people say orange.
Say what?
Orange. For orange?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You heard that, huh?
Yeah. Every now and then.
Mispronunciation. A lot of people say it around.
Around where you grew up?
Yeah. I mean, around everybody in Louisiana, you have to correct them, you know.
Say orange.
Yeah. They'll say orange. And then you say the word is orange, and you know, be kidding around with them, but you know, they'll say it,
mm-hmm.
you know, without thinking about it.
Yeah.
They think about it, they go ahead and say orange, you know, it's not no, nothing with their speech or anything, mm-hmm. speech impediments, it just,
yeah.
you know, force a habit.
Kind of like Archie Bunker says, turlet.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, it's crazy.
All right. Oh. You mentioned string beans. What about another kind of bean that's kind of fat, oval-shaped?
Lima bean?
Mm-hmm, yeah.